I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. Our next story is about a worker at a dim sum restaurant in San Francisco and about the abusive labor practices many low-wage workers have to deal with. The thing is, this particular cook fought back. Here's her story from Vinnie Tong of station KQED.
At her job, Lei Tsu-sun is always at the fryer, watching over hot oil in the kitchen at Yang Sing, a dim sum restaurant in San Francisco. It's a popular place, and she hustles. She says after turning on the fryer, she does a lot of things. Adds sesame balls, mincemeat dumplings, taro dumplings. She also wraps wontons. Lei is 61 and from southern China, where dim sum was invented. At Yang Sing, she clocks in at 7:30 a.m. She earns just above the minimum wage, about $12 an hour. Until recently, she typically put in 11 or 12-hour days, but only got paid for 8. It was just one of the violations California labor officials found after investigating the Yang Sing restaurant. David Balter, a lawyer with the commission, found that managers were taking tips and forcing people to work off the clock.
People need to be paid. That's pretty obvious. People need to be paid for the hours that they're working.
Labor advocates say what happened at the Yang Sing restaurant is not unusual. They say wage theft is rampant and cuts across many industries, including those that heavily employ immigrants like Lei. Hei Young Yoon with the National Employment Law Project found 3 out of 4 low-wage workers in the U.S. weren't properly paid for overtime in a 2009 study.
We say that this is really one of the defining trends of the 21st century labor market.
Advocates also say many workers keep their heads down and that violations often go unreported among immigrants, especially if they're new to the U.S. or don't know their rights. That's how Lei felt. She worried she'd get fired if she complained, but she knew her coworkers were frustrated too. She'd also joined a campaign to demand back pay at a previous job and won. She thought, maybe I can do the same at Yang Sing. At first, her coworkers were nervous to join her. But she says they started meeting at their homes, talking openly, sometimes until midnight. They decided to speak up, and Yang Sing's management listened. Jonathan Glick is Yang Sing's manager.
I think our ownership was genuinely shocked when they found out and were made aware of these issues.
He says that once the restaurant's owners, Henry and Judy Chan, learned of the violations, they overhauled their management and negotiated with the workers over back pay. And they paid 4 years' worth of wages owed, totaling $4 million. Plus, workers now get proper breaks and use timesheets to track their hours. They also won fully paid health care and soon retirement accounts. It was a landmark settlement.
All of these things are, you know, they're pretty unheard of to happen in this kind of in this industry, and we think it sets a precedent.
That's Shasan Liu of the Chinese Progressive Association, a nonprofit that helped the Yang Sing workers organize. Their victory is part of a national movement growing stronger than ever. From fast food to retail and restaurants, workers are demanding better wages and working conditions.
From the Bay all the way to the USA, workers are raising the minimum wage.
That's a recent rally in San Francisco to encourage workers to speak up for their rights. Lei Tsu-sun, the Yang Sing worker, says seeing workers coming together like this has changed her. She learned to sit at the negotiating table with managers, who she was once nervous just to talk to. And now she's organizing workers at other restaurants, hoping she can be an example for how to fight wage theft. She also says how speaking up has changed her life. She's happier now. She leaves work earlier and has time to buy groceries and cook dinner for her own family. For The World, I'm Vinnie Tong, San Francisco.